Greetings out there, you guys. It's Uncle Jeff and Loki in the house today.
Howdy.
And we're going to do a nice laid-back show today. It just feels like that. It's got that fall kind of feel.
It's a gorgeous day out there. I'll tell you, there's a few incongruities happening here this week, though. Usually myself, Loki, is driving behind the wheel on this little road trip we call Route 78 West, but it looks like this week, Uncle Jeff is going to be running the boards. So if it's a bumpy ride, that's why, but it's good to have you behind the wheel, Jeff. I got to throw a quick shout-out and thank you to the... to the folks up there at the Lutheran Church on the 13th and Euclid up on the hill. I was just walking through, passing by, being the sinner that I am, and they invited me in for some really good bratwurst, sauerkraut, and some of that Lutheran home-brewed beer. So thanks a lot to them. Good folks. They're having an Oktoberfest up there. Maybe we should play some polka music.
That's kind of wild. Lutheran home-brewed beer. That's an interesting... I'm not even going to ask.
Oh, it was good.
Hey, we got some old stuff today, and I want to start out... We're going to kind of get back to our normal pattern of the show.
Is there a normal pattern?
Yeah, downright medieval on you here to start with. And start with the Dixon Brothers from 1937, and we'll creep our way up to the modern century by the end of the show, at least. And I kind of been getting backwards. The show, one of the things I love doing is just buying lots of music because it's a fun license to justify your expenses. So,
sure, you've got a radio show, and we've got to play that honky-tonk country music, western swing, and alt country for all those folks out there.
And surf music and truckers music and whatever else
we feel like playing.
Yeah. You listen to Radio 1190, KVCU Boulder. It is 1190 AM, Boulder, Colorado, for the FCC. And the Dixon Brothers here recorded without microphones. It's kind of cool stuff. 1937 was one of the things that they did, kind of a single sessions, but really about 2 years is all they worked. But they were kind of influential as one of these early brothers bands. And what's kind of interesting about this stuff is some of them are topical and some of them are just kind of, they're cowboy, old-timey, and everything all in one song. So here we start at the roots of the tree of Route 78 West. This is At Twilight, the old pal of yesterday. And we'll take it from there.
Twilight when shadows are falling at the close of a long dreary day, I fancy I hear a voice calling, is my old pal of yesterday. Old pal, I'm so blue since you left me. Life's been a burden to bear. I wonder, old pal, if you miss me. I wonder if you still care. Does your memory stray to our yesterday and picture to heart that alight and gay? Won't you come back, for I still love you, my old pal of yesterday. When whippoorwill calls from the wildwood to a maiden has drifted away, my heart sadly yearns for my childhood and my old pal of yesterday. Old pal, I'm so blue since you've left me. Life's been a burden to bear. I wonder, old pal, if you miss me. I wonder if you still care. Does your memory stray to our yesterday and picture two hearts that are light and gay? Won't you come back, for I still love you, my old pal of yesterday.
But we hope that you'll enjoy our duet arrangement of a fine song that just recently come out on several different records, Where No One Stands Alone.
Oh. darkness is black as the sea, and my heart felt alone, and I cried, oh Lord, don't hide your face from me. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from riches to call my own, but I don't know a thing in this whole wide world that's worse than being alone. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day.
Uncle Bud, about 96, just got back from getting it fixed. What's the matter with the mill? What's the matter with the mill?
Can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the mill.
Oh, that's it, Uncle Bud's flat now. Whittle it down, boy.
Can't get no grind.
Jeff, what year is it, huh?
Oh, it's 1937. You know, what's kind of cool there, pal, is all these single ones here. There we go. We get all that stuff out. You're right. I am running the board. You got to watch out.
Hey, you're doing great, Uncle Jeff.
One of the things we do here is we do this kind of impromptu, and sometimes we're trying to figure out what the hell we're doing.
No way, man. We know just what we're doing. We're playing old-time honky-tonk country music and western swing, and those were all from 1937. Is that so?
This is a fact indeed, and it actually is kind of fun for me as I'm looking at the different branches of this tree we call all Americana or whatever. And
sure.
I was talking with Danny. We're looking at some of these old 78s, and Doc Martin had brought one up here a couple weeks ago, and it said Americana on it, and it was from 1940. So we realize that Americana is not some new jargon, but it's been around for a long time. And,
about as long as America, probably.
When I look at 1937 there, we started off with the Dixon brothers, kind of new to my understanding of this stuff. A short period of time, these two brothers and their wife actually recorded a bunch of things. Some were religious and some were just topical. We're going to play another one here in a little bit. Then rolled into the Lubin Brothers doing a real nice one. That's Where No One Stands Alone, kind of religious. That's coming from a radio broadcast, 1937.
Hell, it's a Sunday program, so
And we try to keep our acting gear. And then just to show that we're not only about that kind of stuff, some Bob Wills from his early days.
Yeah.
That's actually, that band was just loaded to the gills there, 1936 actually, not 1937, but it was pretty close, I mean, if you want to get technical.
Oh, Jeff.
So anyway, I think we're going to get a little more modern because we were in this zone here.
We're moving all the ways up into the 40s, are we?
I think we're going to go 1950, actually.
Whoa, hey, that's
so
far out stuff.
I'm going to play you one that... I know a lot of my friends like the Byrds version of this song, and I always thought that the Lubin Brothers actually did a better job.
Oh, I know what you're going to play.
And I am going to play you this. I like the Christian life.
I like the Christian life. My buddies tell me that I should have waited. They say I'm missing a whole world of fun, but I am happy and I sing with pride. I like the Christian life. I won't lose a friend by heeding God's call, for what is a friend find pleasure in things I despise. I like the Christian life. My buddies shun me since I've turned to Jesus, but I still love them, they burden my heart. I'll try to lead them to walk in the light. I like the Christian life. I won't lose a friend by heeding God's call, for what is find pleasure in things I despise. I like the Christian life.
Get you, baby, get you. as I was going down the road.
Oh, Mona.
With a four-horse team and a heavy load.
Oh, Mona.
Well, I cracked my whip and a lead horse sprung.
Oh, Mona.
And the hind horse busted the wagon tongue.
Oh, Mona.
Oh,
I
Mona.
We were married F.O.B. Got divorced, COD.
Oh, Mona.
Shipped you back to Tennessee. I'll be footloose and fancy free. I'm gonna set you free.
Well, the monkey was sitting on a railroad track.
Oh, Mona.
He was picking his teeth with a carpet tack.
Oh, Mona.
But he sneezed so hard with that whooping cough.
Oh, Mona.
He sneezed his head and tail right off.
Oh, Mona. Oh, and we Mona. Were married F.O.B. Got a divorce, U.C.O.D.
Oh, Mona.
Shipped you back to Tennessee. I'll be footloose and fancy free. I'm gonna set you free.
Home in San Antone.
Oh, Mona.
Cause when I leave, I'm a long time gone.
Oh, Mona.
And when I'm gone, you're gonna weep and cry.
Oh, Mona.
Cause you never miss the water till the well goes dry.
Oh, Mona.
Oh, Mona.
We were married, F.O.B. Got a divorce, U.C.O.D.
Oh, Mona.
Shipped you back to Tennessee. I'll be foot loose and fancy free. I'm gonna set you free.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in this nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. He doesn't have a point of view, he knows not where he's going to. Nowhere man. Nowhere man, please listen. You don't know what you're missing. Nowhere man, the world is at your command. Music fans. Okay.
Well, Jeff, I gotta say, that's some interesting stuff. It kind of sounded a little bit like there were two records being played back to back at slightly different tempos. That was kind of a unique fusion, you could say. Who was that? I know.
Oh, that's fusion if there ever was. That's a Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers. That's coming from Boulder. That was a Boulder band that ruled the airwaves.
Hippie country music.
And, they're the consummate musicians. And Tim O'Brien, Red Knuckles. Long departed, if one of the guys there, Charles Sawtell, they used to always be able to pull stuff off and do some really fun and interesting things with the honky-tonk genre. And
what was the year on that, do you know?
That's 1990, okay. So that's recent history. Okay. Nowhere Man, the Beatles, 1965. That's going on for my pal Bill. He likes all kinds of music. He was just here with Laurie, and He knows everything. So
he brought you a good stack of new music.
Oh, I got a stack.
Program,
I got New Gillian. I'm shaking already in my boots.
You're about to say that we like to think. What do we like to just think in general, or we like to think something? We don't really think much on this program.
Thinking kind of messes things up. It's best to just let whatever stream of consciousness is coming out of your mind come out. That's why the show is so much fun.
That's why we turn these microphones on and just go.
Sometimes I wonder if we should have them on. We had another little set there. It started off with the Lubin Brothers doing Christian Life. Everybody knows the Byrds version, but that Lubin Brothers one is the sweet one. Then I went into one that is kind of a new guy to me again. I'm working my way backwards in the halls of all the old-timey that merges into Western Swing and everything. And Jimmy Brevard and his Oklahoma Playboys from 1937 again. And that seems to be what we're doing this today. A lot of 37. That was Fox and Hounds. Kind of turned into a bluegrass one.
Yeah, I have a question about the background music we have going right now with that nice harmonica. What do we got here? Nope, there it goes.
There it went. Bye now. We had the Shadows, and we're going to, we'll be mining some of this stuff underneath. Shadows were one of these great kind of instrumental bands. They had occasionally had a vocalist, Cliff Richards, in England, and whenever Cliff Richards sang, I didn't buy those records. But
fair enough.
Neil Young credits Hank Marvin, the guy that plays the tremolo guitar, as one of the guys that taught him his licks. And obviously, we have some surf music coming up later on.
Do we have some Neil Young coming up later
on? We actually got that, too. We got something interesting to get you there, so it's not the standard kind of thing. Last thing we slipped in there before we did the Hot Riser, actually the Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers doing Nowhere Man, was Pee Wee King, and he did Oh Mona, which ironically enough was a song that Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers used to cover. So amazingly enough, there's some relationships to what we do, even though sometimes it doesn't make any sense to me or anyone else.
Now, didn't Pee Wee do a lot of good polka stuff too?
Yes, in fact, we may get to one of those. I know you got that Oktoberfest thing going on.
Well, no, it's just that I was having a meeting up at my house with the Circus Sideshow, and we were playing with our band, and we were kind of getting drowned out by their Oompa Polka band across the street.
You should have joined them. Yeah.
Well, actually, on the topic of accordions, your buddy Jerry C, who's been a guest here on this program, came by with one of his diatonic accordions, did some great playing. We've got a fire dancing bearded trombone playing go-go girl, a 9-foot albino python, and a clarinet and an upright bass as an addition to ukulele. We were playing some of the circus songs. We'll be playing at some shows we have coming up the 17th, 18th, 24th, and 25th at the Bug Theater down in Denver.
I think I got the track for you here, guy. I'm beginning to worry about you. I think there's some things going on here. Let's see what happens when we play this 78. This is one of Doc's.
Going away with the man in the little white coat. I'm all dressed up like a Christmas packet, cozy and warm in a cute straight jacket. Hooray, hooray, I'm going away, and I'll bet you're wondering where. Well, I just heard from Napoleon B. He wants to have a little talk with me. Hooray, hooray, I'm going away with the man in the little white coat. Hooray, hooray, I'm going away with the man in the little white coat. I'm all dressed up in a brand new bonnet, ribbon of red and a birdcage on it. I'm only a bird in a gilded cage. It's the place that I call home. The window's large with the nicest view. The bars are pink and all the locks are blue. Hooray, hooray, I'm going away with the man in the little white coat. Ha ha ha! going away with the little white coat and the man. Goodbye. You know what I am? I'm a little broken record.
When I was a little boy around the table at home, I remember very well when company would come. I would have to be right still until the whole crowd ate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait. Then the preachers, they would come to stay a while with us. I would have to slip around and raise a little fuss, in fear that I would spill the beans or break the china plate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait. Starved to death before my time would come. All that chicken they would eat and just leave me the bun. The feet and neck were all that's left upon the china plate. It makes you pretty darn weak to take an old cold tater and wait. Well, taters never did taste good with chicken on a plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait.
Detour, there's a muddy road ahead. Detour, paid no mind to what it said. Detour, these bitter things I find should have read that detour sign. Headed down life's crooked road, lots of things I never know, and cause of me not knowing I now find. Trouble got in the trail, spent the next 5 years in jail. Should have read that detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead. Detour, paid no mind to what it said. Detour, all these bitter things I find should have read that detour sign. When I got right to the place where it said about face, I thought that all my worries were behind. But the farther I go, the more sorrow I know. Should have read that detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead. Detour, paid no mind to what it said. Detour, all these bitter things I find. Should have read that detour sign. When I got stuck in the mud, all my hopes dropped with a thud.
I guess that my heartstrings are made of twine. Had no willpower to get from the hole that I'm in, yet should have read that detour sign. Detour, there's a muddy road ahead. Detour, paid no mind to what it said. Detour, all these bitter things I find, should have read that detour sign. Should have read that detour sign. Should have read that detour sign.
Well, that song certainly is a detour, or I guess you could say a departure from the original version of that song. They kind of slickified that one, didn't they?
Oh, man, they really did on that. It's Patti Page doing Detour. I kind of know that one from, actually, go backwards, from Dusty Grapes and the Dusters, where I first heard it, to the Foy Willing and the Riders of Purple Sage, the real ones, when they do the killer version of that. But that was a popified kind of, I wanted to hate that, but it's actually not that bad. It's just kind of.
I think I liked it, too.
Yeah, it's just, it's cute. That's Doc's. Hopefully he's not listening today. We're mining some of these 78s. We're continuing on this track because this show is Route 78 West.
And we play a lot of 78 RPM records. And, you know, I think it's excellent that there are a lot of people in the community, either folks from KGNU, our sister station, or just people in the community like Eric Shively and other people like Ted, who have collections of these music and contact us and allow us to play it on the air. It's really a great resource for us, and hopefully you enjoy hearing your records on the air. If you have something that you'd like us to air on Route 78 West, get in touch with us. Check out the website at Route78West.com. Jay, our web wizard, does a nice job with that. He puts up the playlists each week along with show notes, and of course it's a way you can contact us if you've got some stuff you'd like us to play on the show.
God, you know, you ever done radio before, Loki? Pretty good, actually.
Yeah, you know, I guess I had to get me a job at one of those professional stations, but I think they're all owned by the same evil empire currently, so.
And they won't let us play this kind of stuff, unfortunately. I don't know. You know, last week
down
we had a
Clear Channel.
We did have a blast playing all 78s last week. It was the only time we've ever done that.
And I think it was a first.
I've had a bunch of feedback. Got some emails and some friends, different people that I haven't talked to in a while. Everybody thought that was pretty interesting. So we'll do that again, actually.
But not this week.
And they all had some problems with one or two. And Eric, if you're listening, there was that one song you played that, we should have listened to the lyrical
content.
Yeah,
it's a bad one.
Anyway, sure. I got some feedback.
Maybe we will play the Dixie Chicks, Earl's Dead sometime to just make up for the evilness of that particular number.
All right, so we were playing Detour there and had a couple songs. And up in front there was Little Jimmy Dickens doing Take a Cold Tater and Wait. And kicked off that set with one for Loki. I'm beginning to worry about him. I think he's going to do this song in his circus in a straitjacket, but that's Hooray, Hooray. That's Beatrice Kay. And,
actually, we do have someone who can do a straitjacket escape. In case folks know what we're talking about, it's called the Crispy Family Carnival Spectacular, and we're basically Colorado's only 10-in-1 sideshow revival troupe. You know, if you're into that kind of thing, check out the show. It's pretty damn bizarre. I'm kind of surprised I'm involved in it myself sometimes. It's pretty out there.
All right, well, we're going to take a detour just like I was kind of threatening.
Hey, the blues.
And, you know, we all been talking here, and, you know, we like honky-tonk, and that's all we ever listened to ever. But
that's so not true, man.
Yeah, anyway.
I'm all about hip-hop, and this guy's all about experimental electronic. Don't let the honky-tonk facade fool you.
We slipped a little and watched this PBS blues show. It was on all week long, and they rotated it so you could stay up late and watch it. And there were some great clips. I mean, sometimes the movies and stuff were a little bit tedious to me, but the actual clips of the real performers were awesome. There's no way around that.
Well, and also this particular upcoming artist here was requested in both last week and the week before that. I think it was JB that called in.
It's JD.
JD called in and wanted to hear.
We don't know. He wanted to hear Looking for Lewis Collins. And I'll tell you, I searched everywhere JD. Don't hold it against me. Got my Mississippi John Hurt collection of a number of discs. Couldn't find that, so I decided I'd play you Make Me a Pallet on the Floor, which I really like.
We've got some
recently,
country versions of that, too.
We got a Gillian Welch version to follow, actually. It was kind of interesting, but I really like this. And actually, the finger-picking style of Mississippi John Hurt has always been dear to my heart.
Incomparable, you could say.
You can listen to that kind of stuff sometimes on Skip Hop Scratch in the mornings on Sunday, but hell, we're going to do it today. So here's Make Me a Pallet on My Floor, Mississippi John Hurt. This is a live version.
Thank you. got it on your floor. Make me down. Make me a patty down, soft and low. Make me a patty on your floor. Oh, make me down. Make me down. Make me a patty down, soft and low. Make me a patty on your floor. Up the country, up the country, white and cold, sleet and snow. I'm going up the country, white and cold, sleet and snow. No telling how much further I may go. Oh, make me down. Make me down. Make me a patty down, soft and low. Make me a patty on your floor. Sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. When I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. The way I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. Gonna tunnel and try it on the side. Oh, make me down. Make me down. Make me a patty down, soft and low. Make me a patty on your floor. Don't you let my good good get you here. Please don't let my good good get you here. Or she might shoot you, lie to cut you and starve you too. No telling what she might do. Oh, make me down. Make me down. Pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet down, soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor.
Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet soft and low. I'm broken, I got nowhere to go. Been hanging around with good time friends of mine. Hanging around with good time friends of mine. Oh, they treat me very nice and kind. When I've got a dollar, back and shoulders tired. Where I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. Come tomorrow, I'll be satisfied. If I can't catch it fast, train and ride. So make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet soft and low. Babe, I'm broken, I got nowhere to go.
Yeah, when I was at home with Mama, baby, you wouldn't let me be. Now, I'd made a song about you women, and I'm going to tell you just how it goes. Just like this. When I was at home with Mama, you women wouldn't let me be. When I was at home with Mama, you women wouldn't let me be. You know that's the reason I'm away from home today. You gone and left me. That's the reason I'm gonna cry. You gone and you left me. That's the reason I'm gonna cry. Sometimes I'd sooner be dead. You is the reason why. My brother, woman, please tell him for me. See my brother, see my brother. Woman, please tell him for me. The reason I'm away from home, you women wouldn't let me be.
Sometimes I surprise myself. That background music was not quite what I expected out of the shadows there, the flutes and everything else. But
kind of an abrupt shift from the blues vein we were kind of rolling down.
We put this background music on solely because we don't like hearing our voices. After a while, you get tired of listening.
Well, you know me. I love the sound of my own voice, and it's evident from this program sometimes.
And we have a reporter in here. I hope she's getting the notes on that one. Yeesh. All right.
My mother knew that I was going to be a radio DJ and MC from the time I was a little baby because I'd talk and talk for hours and never say a thing. That's all we need right there. Moving right along.
I was thinking you're not going to say anything. That's good. All right, we want to backsell this set here. We're doing the blues segment, although I don't know what's going on in the background here. Just because all of us have been paying attention, I got to get rid of this stuff. That's
okay,
nasty.
Kill it. Goodbye.
We'll just skip it over in a second here. Mississippi John Hurt started that nice set with "Make Me a Pallet on the Floor, your floor, my floor."
Should we play the Gillian version of that?
We did play the Gillian version.
You that was while I was running down the hall. I was out running errands.
You were just talking, you know, like you do. Sometimes it's on the air. Sometimes it's not. Who
I just talk nonstop. It's true. You caught me, Jeff.
So anyway, that was Gillian kind of revising and adding some new lyrics and a bunch of stuff, but pretty much the same song, Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor. And then I had to throw in, just because I really like this guy and don't get enough of a chance to play him on our Route 78 West Honky Tonk Show. It's not a honky-tonk show, you guys. It's a show about Americana and all kinds of things that are kind of related and linked.
It's basically a show to justify Uncle Jeff's ridiculously voluminous record collection.
There are others who have bigger collections. Let's leave it at that, but that was At Home Blues, Lightning Hopkins. And watching this stuff here is kind of a magic thing for me, seeing some of this old black and white footage on the PBS specials. Anything you can see that's old that gives a feel to these guys when they're young. It's the prime of stuff, you know, for 50s and 60s for some of the blues.
I've been hearing a lot about that program, actually. It's almost making me think it might be time to finally break down and get a television, huh? Or are you taping this for us, Jeff?
No, we're not taping it. I'm just watching it.
How unlike you.
And talking about it at work around the water cooler, which is kind of fun because at work it's pretty rare that I can talk about music. So anyway, we're talking way too long, and I try not to do that. I want to play you something here just because they said the magic word in this blues show. They said John the Revelator, and they played a little snippet of Who's That Talking, John the Revelator. So that was good enough excuse for me to play Gillian Welch doing Time the Revelator. It's amazing how that works. Any excuse I get, obviously. All right, here it is.
Thank you. You better get some Enchons on me, baby. Take out some Enchons on me, baby. Cause if you ever, ever say goodbye, I'm gonna hold right off and die. Darling, and I will love you long as I've got breath. Everybody I know, sweetheart, it would worry me to death. You better get some Enchons on me, baby. Take out some Enchons on me, baby. Cause if you ever, ever say goodbye, I'm gonna hold right off and die. Don't get no sick. An accident, cause I'm hurt as can be. Now if you got any sense, you take a hand and get a better life on me. You don't know me, baby, like I know myself. I could live if you should give all your love to someone else. You better get some Enchons on me, baby. Take out some Enchons on me, baby. Cause if you ever, ever say goodbye, I'm gonna hold right off and die.
Thank you. she met Grandpa and caught that young man's eye. Dusty white Eldorado, cruising through the trees, slipping through the shadow of what used to be. Since Grandma's gone, she's living in the summer of love. Back in the day, living in the summer of
Neil Young gets theatrical, huh? I can almost picture a chorus line of choreographed kicks to that particular number. What's the story, Jeff?
Oh, living in the summer of love. Jay and I, we saw that down at Red Rocks, and it was pretty fun. They had cheerleaders and football players and everybody kind of doing kicks to this, I don't know, Neil Young, Double E is the track. It's off the new one. It's probably the best disc he's done in a long time. Some of you guys are skeptical after that last one. I understand.
See, everyone's got a little soft spot for that kind of vaudeville music hall type stuff. It's so near and dear to my heart.
That is Greendale, and the record companies have been, you know, kind of whining about how they don't seem to be able to sell as many. And if
you pay
$15 for a disc with a DVD, too, you get a value. So it's kind of a good thing. It's actually worth checking that out. And the link there with a... It's kind of fun for me to play that, actually. It was a little bit of the checking to see what's going on.
I really like that that scratchy record in the background. I think it typifies what our program is all about. It's about those analog scratchy sounds.
It's about skipping and scratching. No, that's another show. That's Skip Hop Scratch. Never mind. We're just kind of having some fun, making some linkages here. Neil Young recently was just quoted as saying the last record he picked up before he did this new one was a Jimmy Reed record. And what's kind of interesting is the loping bass and all that kind of stuff. Sure enough, you know, I go, yeah, that's pretty similar. So we played it for you and kicked off that nice little set with one that I play too much, but don't slight me for it. It's Gillian Welch, Time the Revelator. And I think right now, I don't know what we're going to do here. I think we're going to go...
And play some music of some sort.
Yeah, we're going to do something random, actually, just see what happens.
Okay, the randomizer is on.
The randomizer is on. I think we're going back to the Dixon Brothers, just because I was thinking about the little school kids on this bus, and I'm kind of worried they might all die.